Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, man, it's going to be off the chain. Tonight's show is the Nation Villain Presents I Want a Wife by the Mighty FOI. They're going to be speaking tonight with Brother O.B. Femi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I know I'm not, but I hope I am. We have Brother Kenny, and we also have Brother Malik, and we have Brother Rakim and Sister Gidget, and that's tonight's panel. I see a lot of people are tuned in, so we're going to have a great show. The way it works is, if you got a question, just push your number one on your keypad, and then I'll see the question mark pop up by your name, well, by your telephone number. I'll call out your area code if you have a question, probably save your questions for when these guys get through talking, because they're going to have a lot to talk about tonight, guys. So everybody enjoy the show and get started. But supposed to get you. What's up?
Assalamualaikum, brother DJ Caesar. How you doing?
Walaikum salam, sister. I'm going great, man. Everything's going great. I took my pills tonight, so I don't have a headache right now, man. Everything's going to work out good. God's good.
Oh, and you forgot to mention DJ Caesar. I guess you may have forgotten, but you are also on the panel tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah, most definitely. Got you.
Right, because Brother DJ Caesar, he's also looking for a wife. I would like to begin tonight with greetings to my nation-building family, greetings to my family in Kenya and Nigeria, and most definitely greetings to you, Brother DJ Black Caesar, and to my distinguished panel this evening, because it's all FOI. And we're going to be talking tonight about the FOI, and they really, really want to get married, because it was out there for a while that the FOI was kind of the holdup in this thing. So I thought I would gather some brothers who would dispute that rumor, and DJ Caesar happened to be looking for a wife. So, you know, we all just going to throw it all in there together and see what we can come up with. So let me start out by introducing our nation building founder. He's a rapper. He's a poet. He's just an all-around good guy. He's my little brother, my twin soul. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Rakim Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum, Jimon Efuadrudboa. Nation building. I'm just so hyped tonight. My cousin Caesar, he kicked it off with the reggae, so, you know, I'm just smoking this spiritual blood here. Ain't no weed, no seeds, none of that kind of stuff. I'm just high off God, high off life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Brother Rakim. And we have back with us once again our distinguished brother from New York, Brother Malik Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, sir. How are you?
Wa alaykum salam, Queen. I'm fine by the grace of the God we serve. I thank you for permitting me to come back on your program. It's an honor and a privilege, and I pray to Allah that He will speak through me and that anything that I give will be beneficial to those who are listening. And if I know I don't get the answer, I know someone on this panel will.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have two additional family members. I don't call any of them guests because they're not guests. So I want to introduce the human beatbox, the human orchestra, Brother Kenny Muhammad out of New York City. As-salamu alaykum. Are you there, Brother Kenny?
I look forward to dealing with the many issues of a mighty FOI, you know, becoming one with the MGT, you know, so we can conquer the world and bring a lot.
Okay, Brother Kenny, we're having a problem hearing you. Your phone is cutting in and out. Can you hear us okay?
Hey, his phone just cut off. I'm going to call him right back. His phone just cut off. Hold on 1 second, please. Go ahead
okay.
With the show and I'm
going
back.
Okay, and we also have an additional family member with us, Brother Obafemi from New York City. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Obafemi. How are you?
Well, alaykum salam, ma'am. I'm doing fine.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us tonight and taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us. Okay, we're going to get Brother Kenny back on the phone and get him to reintroduce himself.
Brother Kenny, you on the phone now?
Yes, I'm on the phone. I think I'm in, probably because I'm in a bad area.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you now.
All right, Brother Kenny, can you reintroduce yourself
to us? It's a pleasure and honor for me to be on this program tonight. I look forward for us to deal with these issues, you know, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us something about yourself we don't know.
Oh, wow, that's going to be hard. Well, I'm a black man in America trying to survive. I got a headache right now. I've been having headaches. I found out I had a tooth loose in the back of my mouth, my wisdom tooth. It's been giving me a problem for 3 weeks, everybody. So you got to bear with me. I'm feeling pretty good now. I'm like Brother Rakim said. He said he's not smoking weed. He's down to seed. I'm not either. I just feel good by the grace of God. So everything's working out for me. I took some Anisole. I had those jail pills, and everything's working pretty good right now. So let's get on with the show, Sister Gidget.
Okay. All right. We kind of introduced our panel, but I want them to give us a little brief bio about themselves. So the MGT, I know exactly who they're talking to. And before we get started, I want to remind everybody, if you're not talking, please mute your phones to cut down on the interference. And we're going to start off with Brother Malik. Brother Malik, tell us something about yourself.
Sister. I am so shy. I don't know what to say about me, but I'm so shy. I don't really know what to say about me, but I'll make something up. My name is Malik Muhammad. Brother Arthur 8X. Born in New York City. All my life, I was married to my wonderful and beautiful wife for 35 years before Allah. She returned to Allah 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the father of 4 children, all grown, out on their own. And now I'm looking to bring balance back into my life. We are taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that a man is not complete. He can't even serve his full purpose without a helpmeet. So I'm searching for that one, or waiting for Allah to bring that one who will help me to be balanced. You know, in our study guide, which is the struggle for balance, study guide number 4, the minister speaks on imbalance and the need to have someone to bring balance to one another. So
yes,
I'm so off the chain right now because I'm so unbalanced. I'm looking for someone to help me to balance myself so I can walk this straight path on the Lord has placed us on.
All right, well, you know that's the purpose of our show. So we going to put you out there with your shy self. and try to get you a wife.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm late, Brother Kenny Bahama.
All right. All right. Is Brother Kenny with us?
Yes, Brother Kenny. Can you hear me?
No, sir. We can't hear you very well at all.
Hold on one.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Can you give us a brief intro of yourself? Tell us something about yourself, Brother Kenny.
Well, this is Brother Kenny Muhammad. I'm just your brother in the Nation of Islam. I'm a world traveler. I'm a musician. I'm in the art and science of uplifting and inspiring humanity through cultural expression, and this is my tool to help bring the new kingdom of God on earth through a cultural revolution representing the nation, the culture of the Nation of Islam, and I'm looking forward to finding that one that I can conquer the world with, my twin, you know, that will balance me. That will be the yin to my yang, and I'll be the yang to her yin. I think this is the year for all of us, because it is our duty as FOI, as men, as Muslims, to get married. You know, and to get married, and of course, we multiply and replenish the earth. you know. So I'm happy and excited to be on this program tonight.
Okay, so have you ever been married, Brother Kenny? Do you have any children?
I have a daughter. Yes, I do have a 20-year-old daughter. I have a 20 beautiful 20-year-old daughter. Her name is Najita. And, yes, I was married. I was married very young. You know, I didn't, it wasn't very experienced before, but God blessed me with a beautiful daughter. So I have been married once. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. And Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I know we know you and everything, but let's get that softer, more intimate side of you. Tell us something about yourself that we don't know.
Well, sister, you know, I'm just like my big brother Malik. I'm just so shy right about now. I just don't know what to say.
What?
I'm so shy. I don't know what to say, sister. But I will say a little something about myself. I'm going to say something, and I'm a little bit unorthodox. You know, I'm kind of out there a little bit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I got a wild imagination, and sometimes my spirit just runs to other planets, and then it comes back to Earth sooner or later. But I will say this: I'm a serial killer. I mean, if a sister, if she will not cook no bean soup or no bean pie or whatever. Hell, if she make me a mean bowl of frosted flakes or a raisin bran, hey, we good. You know what I'm saying? But seriously though, I'm a black revolutionary. I'm a rapper. I'm a poet, aspiring author. I am the founder of Nation Building, and I'm also the cousin of DJ Black Caesar. You know that you got engineering your show, so. You know, and I'm your twin brother, Sister Gidget.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty sure the audience did not know that one.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just thought I should share something just different, you know.
Yes, sir. And we also have with us Brother Obafemi. Brother Obafemi, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us something about yourself?
My name is Brother Obafemi X, and I'm 19 years old, and I'm on the path of getting a lot of different education is where I'm at in life right now. Getting educated in different ways. Education is like the theme of my life right now. So that's I'm on the path of being a student and learning different things and stuff like that, experiencing life, living like that.
Okay, well, but I also heard that you were one of the best auditors we have in the nation. So how has that experience been for you, auditing, you know, your peers?
It's been well. It's an experience. And it's a great thing to help individuals through things that they go through, and also to have the conscious information that allows you to overcome situations and stuff like that. So it's a wonderful tool to be able to share, to be able to learn. To be able to learn,
yes,
to be able
sir.
To share. Ma'am.
Yes, sir. And I don't know if Brother Obafemi might be a little shy, but he's the youngest one in our group. He's 19 years old. He's a college student. He's one of the top auditors in the nation. And so it's up to these senior brothers on here to give him a little insight and guide him along the way. And I really thank you, Brother Obafemi, for joining us tonight.
Hey, Sister
right.
Gidget.
Yes.
Sister Gidget. I want to say something real quick. I'm not a senior, sister.
Yes, you are. Okay. I wasn't going to tell ages, but see, now you bought it out of me. Okay. Brother Obafemi is 19 years old. Brother Malik, I think, is 61. And Brother Kenny is 44. And Brother Rakim is 40. And Brother DJ Caesar is 42, if I'm not mistaken, or 43. Okay, so now everybody's busted, okay?
How old is Sister Gidget?
Oh, Sister Gidget is a young 46 years old.
All right.
With no shame in her game. Thank you very
right.
much.
I'm sorry, I got Joe in trouble. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Yes, he did. All right. I'm going to start off with my first question. So, Brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am.
We know that you've been down this road, and you were married for a very long time before your wife transitioned, and may Allah be pleased with her. Tell me, how does a man know when he's ready for marriage? How does he know, like, that's the woman and this is the time? How does he know that?
Well, circumstances. Allah usually brings into your life that which we need. Everything that we need in our lives is provided before us, before we were even born. So that special person that Allah has prepared especially for us is always there. We get in trouble, though, because oftentimes we use it, our own understanding of what we feel we want and we need, and we usually make the wrong choices. When the minister spoke to us, he told us that the problem of the world is a spiritual problem that requires a spiritual solution. So the first thing that you have to look for is someone who matches up with you spiritually, who believes what you believe, who in certain aspects see through the same eyes that you see from. And if that is the base, if God is at the root of it, because we were made from him and our make is in righteousness, then you will know, because there's a automatic connection. You know, when a man and a woman come in contact with one another, they know without even saying a word that there's something about this individual that is right for me. So we have to first set a spiritual foundation. And me and my wife, we were more or less brought up in the same environment. And that environment shaped us. So it, in certain aspects, it shapes you into the same beginning. We may take different avenues because of our upbringing, but the root of it, we were born in the same environment, which made us a part of the same type of thinking spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get to that aspect, and the next thing that you have we do is a physical thing, because the first thing we see physically is the human being. So there has to be a physical attraction first. You have to see her and be attracted to her, and she sees you and she's attracted to you. And a woman knows. My mother always told me, a woman picks a man never picks the woman. That she knows from the beginning that she's going to be with you. So
right.
when she sends out the signals, just with her eyes, the way she looks at you, the way she talks to you, the way she acts around you, you can tell, even before you say a word, that there's something there. So from that point, after you see the physical aspect, you're connected in the beginning with the spiritual aspect, then it's time to go take it further into communicating with one another and going into the mental aspect and seeing what's on that person's mind and see if it's lined up with what's on my mind, to see if their goals are the same as my goals, to see if their wants is the same as my wants. and also to know that there's a position that has to be played in order to bring balance into your relationship. So you have to go into the relationship. If you're the man, you have to be the man. If the woman, when the woman has to play her role as the woman. And when we know our positions and we're balanced, because we're striving for balance among ourselves, but then we have to strive for balance with one another. And that's where the real struggle begins. That's where the vows begin to take place. So none of us really know 100% that this is the one. You learn that through trials and error in the relationship itself.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am.
Always on point. Brother Kenny?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you fine. So, Brother Kenny, how do you know you're ready for marriage?
Wow. So, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, how do I know as well? First of all, for me, I mean, it's just, you know, you have that natural yearning, you know, where, you know, it's almost like a time clock within yourself. You have that natural yearning, you know, to want to have a Muslim, and to want to have a family, period. You know, especially when you get a certain age, you know. But, you know, I definitely look forward to having that one that's compatible with me spiritually, mentally, psychologically, physically, the whole nine, you know. And, you know, it's you know, as far as the question, how do you know? You know by first studying yourself. You know, and as far as the process of your preparation and preparing yourself and qualifying yourself, you know, as a man, you know, to be prepared to take on a wife, you know. And I don't know if anybody else on this line is preparing. I'm preparing also for the singles retreat, you know, to learn for the Nation of Islam and the Wide Singles Retreat. Coming this August 9th through the 12th in Missouri, so I can learn more about, you know, my other half, and really having someone that's compatible for me, that we can have a perfect grow to have a perfect union and become one with Allah.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am. How do you know when you're ready for marriage? That's the question, right?
Yeah, how do you know? How do you know?
Okay, sister, so let me I'm gonna come at it. I'm gonna let Brother Malik and Brother Kenny and whoever else wanna come at us from a scientific point of view. But you know me, sister, I always gotta come at you from a almost street point of view, because the fact is, we got a lot of people listening to the program that really don't understand our language. So therefore, we must break it down where they, you know, they will, you know, where they will be understood. How do I know? How do I know? When a brother is just sick and tired of coming home by himself, that's number one. All right?
Yes, sir.
A brother gets tired of going to bed by himself. He gets tired of eating by himself,
yes,
watching TV by himself, riding in a car by himself, listening to music,
amen,
by himself, eating by himself. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And you don't want to run these streets, because there ain't nothing out there, sister. So if you can't find no quality out there in the streets, you got to find quality in the mosque. Well, quality is in the mosque, because AMGT is supposed to be a strong black virtuous woman, and any man in his right damn mind want a strong black virtuous woman. So therefore, that's how I know when it's time to get married, because there ain't nothing out there. You know what I'm saying? And who wants to live a lonely old life and be a lonely old man by himself? I don't want to be that way. Seriously. Sister, you already said I'm a senior citizen. A senior. I don't know if you said I was a senior citizen or what. Ever, but I just don't want to die alone. I really don't.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I understand, Brother Rakim. And Brother Obafemi, I know he's a young man, and I had a brief conversation with him, and he was like, no, I'm not ready for marriage, but Brother Obafemi, are you at least thinking about courtship?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when you thinking about courtship, what is the first thing you looking for in your mate?
Well, me personally, I understand the difference between like dating and going through a process of learning the individual that you're interested in, and I feel from. Because life gives you experiences. It gives you experiences no matter what age you are. So, I mean, you could get insight from different experiences that you have in life, and it allows you to determine, okay, do I want to keep doing things this way? Is this way successful? In me even meeting somebody who's close to fulfilling to you in a way that's like, because there's a connection, so it's spiritual, it's a spiritual thing, it has different dynamics, so I just think that when a person looks for another individual, there's many things that are right and correct. So you want to look for the right qualities and attributes and stuff like that, and you want to do things the right way and know what you're looking for, and you know, it's I don't know, to me it's it's simple. It's going to take a lot longer for me to explain what I'm trying to say, but...
That's okay, brother. Take your time. You with family. Take your time.
I mean, the courtship process to me, it's interesting because, I mean, usually... Like, I was... Like, when I first came to the nation 2 years ago, I had no idea that religious places had a process in which they, you know, married people. I just thought you eventually find that person. I mean, however you like to operate your situations that happen, whether it is you like to, you know, approach or you like to be approached, or, you know, you like to make friends, or you know off the jump that you want to be with somebody and know who they are and stuff like that. But the courtship process is supposed to be a proper way to meet a goal that you have as far as meeting the right person spiritually. I am interested in that process for that effect.
Yes,
when the time is right for me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. We just got you among your big brothers so you can learn how to do that. That's all.
Yes, ma'am.
Just hang right there. They're going to guide you through it. I promise you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Trust me.
And they were correct in their understanding.
Okay. So now we're not going to leave our DJ Black Caesar. He over there being quiet, but he shared with me, y'all, that he was also looking for a wife, and, like, whoever knew that. Brother DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Don't get quiet now. you looking for a wife, brother? Tell me, what is the first thing you look for when you're really thinking about choosing a mate? What are you looking for?
Her hair? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for a black African queen. That's what I'm looking for. As far as kids, I have kids already, so I'm pretty good with that. I'm not thinking about kids. I have a daughter that's 20 years old. She's getting ready to go to college. She just turned 20 like the other day, and she's getting ready to go to college. And I have another kid, another daughter. Her name is Imani, and she just turned 10 a couple weeks ago. So, and I have a son named Brandon Lee, and, you know, I'm not interested in the kid thing. I'm just interested in finding a mate that I can chill out with and, you know, do like Brother Rakim said. I'm like him. Man. We're a lot alike. I see that.
Okay, wait. Okay, I don't know whose phone that is.
You know what? Hey, I got something for everybody. This is what we need to do. If you're not speaking, everybody on the panel needs to mute their phones out because we start doing that from now on because I know it's really – I know you guys are, like, on the ready to go, but – all you got to do is unmute your phone. When Sister Gidget calls your name, all you got to do is unmute your phone, guys. That's no problem because we're getting a lot of feedback, and the feedback that you hear on the phone right now, that's the same thing you hear on the recorded version of this conversation. These conversations are recorded, so you're going to hear these again if you're listening or if you want to tune in. You can hear it again, so you hear all that static and all that feedback. So it's like a computer. It sounds awful.
Okay.
Everybody just muted their phones. Yeah, they just muted their phones. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, like I was saying, I'm looking for somebody that's into the music game, because I'm in the music game. So I'm looking for that. Also, I'm looking for someone that you know won't be on me all the time, man, because I can't really have that because I might have to go somewhere or travel somewhere to another country or to another city, and you know maybe she can't go and. I don't need anybody feeling like, oh, wow, this dude that never takes me anywhere because I want to travel with my wife. I want to do all the wife and husband things. I want to go to movies. I want to go to Chinese food. I want to do all that, man. I want to experience everything. I want her to experience everything. But the one thing I don't need is to be tied down, like always watching what I'm doing or always accusing me of doing something because, you know, in the music game, I'm going to be surrounded around beautiful women, and I'm not going to lie. I'm like Brother Rakim. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to be surrounded by beautiful women and all that, you know, and that comes with the game, man. I deal with models right now, and, you know, the people I deal with, I don't look for a woman that's always into her man is always in the gutter. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for a nice Christian woman or a nice Muslim woman, anybody, you know, that's just nice and believes in God, believes in Allah or whatever, you know. I'm just looking for somebody that's got their head on right, that's looking for the same thing I'm looking for, and basically what I'm looking for is to go within that rainbow.
Mm. All right. Who knew that Brother DJ Fever had a soft, intimate side? Mm. Wow. Okay. All right. So, Brother Kenny, when you're looking for a mate, what is the first thing that you're looking for? Brother Kenny?
Don't forget to unmute your phone, guys. Unmute your phone when you come back on.
Unmute your phone, Brother Kenny. Are you there?
Hold on, let me check.
We're going to go to Brother Malik. Brother Malik, what's the first thing you look for? After the physical attraction, you know, if you were really, let's just say you were scoping the mosque, and what would you look for in a sister? What particular quality would she have to have that would put you in that mindset that, hey, she might be the one that I want to make my wife?
Well, I have to look for someone who's compatible as far as where I'm going. Knowing my gift and knowing my purpose, someone that will be willing to help me along and to accomplish what Allah has brought me into existence to do. And she has to have certain qualities as far as if she has children. I take a look at how her children are. I take a look at her consistency in the mosque. I take a look at her participation within the nation. I look at her background. I want to know her history. I want to know everything that I can know about her. So after the physical attraction, then I have to be attracted to her mind and her thinking, and she has to be attracted to my mind and thinking as well. This way our relationship won't be based. I don't want a relationship based on physical. Even though attraction is necessary, I don't want my relationship based on that. I want my relationship based on the realities of life, which is not the physical, you know, which is something that transcends in someone's minds and their attitudes about themselves. How do you feel about yourself? You know, if you feel bad about yourself, then you can't feel good about me or no one else. So you have to feel good about who you are. You have to know who you are. And these things have to be discussed past the physical attraction. I've been in relationships in my life where a particular person was attractive, but I went through hell with her. Because I fell in love with the physical part of her, and I never got to really know her mind and how she thought and how she saw things. I never looked at the dark side of the moon. So I want to make sure that once I get past the physical, that all the other requirements are there, and that wherever I'm weak at, she is strong, so she can help me and uplift me. And where I'm strong and she's weak, I can uplift her. But she has to be someone who doesn't compromise certain principles of her life and of life in general. You know, she's not swish, she's strong. I want her to remain strong there. I don't want her to bend just for me. I don't want someone who's just coming into what I believe in just to be with me. That the root of what you want to be is was there even before I met you. Your desires were there before I met you. So let's put everything out on the table and see if we can compromise in certain areas that are compromisable. And once we go beyond that and we solidify that, then I feel we could go on to the next step and the next step and the next step after.
Okay. Yes, sir. Did we get Brother Kenny back on the phone?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Brother Kenny, you sound like you underground.
Yeah. Because I'm up in the mountains. I'm like, I don't have the best reception. But can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We just wanted to know what was the first thing that you looked for in a mate? You know, like when you really looking to choose a sister to be your wife, what particular qualities must she have?
Well, the first thing I look for is I look to see how well she takes care of herself. I look to see how much she really loves herself, you know, as an individual, you know, because, you know, you just like Brother Malik said earlier, you know, if you don't think enough of your own self, you don't love yourself, how can you love the person that you're courting? Or you know that you say you want to be with, you know, so that's one of the first things I look for is how much the person loves themselves, and because like for me, like what I look for, I look for a sister who can doctor on me, and I can on her. So that's the type of wife that I want. I want my wife to be like that doctor that looks for things, you know, any weaknesses that I may have and can help, you know, to turn that weakness into a strength. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, as far as the art of compatibility, you know, having that connection, you know. So that's one of the first things I look for, you know, in a sister, how much she loves herself, you know, because that says a lot. You know, just like, you know, as we're taught by a lot of Minister Louis Farrakhan, that you can't even say you love Allah if you don't love yourself. You know, so that's one of the main things that I look for.
Yes, sir. Thank you for sharing that. Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes,
here
ma'am.
Here we go.
You're going to regret you asked that question in a minute. I'm going to make this real good, though.
Don't tell her what you told me, man. Don't tell her that.
I don't know what I told you, but I'm not. I'll make sure I don't say whatever it was. want brothers to listen to this very closely. I told you, Sister Digit, I'm going to give it to you from an unorthodox point of view. Really. Seriously. First of all, a woman got to have balance. She can't be crazy as hell. That's why I don't want no crazy-ass woman. Don't no man want no crazy-ass woman. Seriously. All right, that's number one. First of all, and then she must be a clean woman. I don't want to come to your house and you got roaches and rats offering me a cigar or a cigarette. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be orderly, all right? You got to be orderly. I want a woman to have her stuff in order. You know, she pretty much know where she want to be in life, where she going, where she come from. She got to be God-fearing. She got to be neat. I don't want to go to her house and she got dirty clothes and stuff all over her house. And children, if she got little children, they run around with their head all nappy, ain't, you know, not cut, whatever. She got to be natural. I want a woman with a ton of makeup on her damn face, looking like she going around carrying a cake on top of her shoulders. I don't want that. You know? And she got to be modest. She got to be radiant. She got to have a glow to her, a good personality, a good spirit every damn time I see her. She got to be respectable, and she got to be beautiful. I don't want a woman going to loud talk me in public. Hey, I ain't down with that. I wear the pants. I'm the man. I'm not going to disrespect you. You ain't going to disrespect me. And I don't want no sister trying to wear my pants, my clothes either. You got a lot of sisters trying to cross-dress. I ain't down with that. You a woman, damn it, you going to look like one. You can't reflect the mind of the white man and you know, his society. You can't do that. You got to reflect what it is to be a black goddess queen.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And know that I am the damn king. Believe that.
Yeah, we know. Yes, sir. Okay, so Brother Rakim, why don't you tell us, when you first see that MGT that you got your eyes on and you observed her and you have ran down the list of qualities that she has presented so far from a distance, what is the first thing you would say to her to show her that you're interested in courtship?
Well, the first thing would I say to an MGT?
After you say assalamu alaikum, of course.
Assalamu alaikum. All right. She got to, hey, you know something, sister? That's a hard question to ask. Because once again, sister, I'm like my brother, my big brother Malik now. I'm getting shot now. I just don't know what to say to the sister.
Okay, but that's why we're talking. You know, we have to have effective communication. So let's talk. Let's practice.
Okay,
what
sister.
Do you think you would say to a beautiful MGT you see and you really think that she is the one? What would you say?
Oh, man, you know something? I think the oldest trick in the book, you got to use tricknology on these sisters sometimes, even though when you have the best of intentions. Hell, walk her to the car, you know, carry a little papers for her, whatever she got in her hand, just carry it for her, walk her to the car, open the doors, be the perfect gentleman. You know what I'm saying? And ask her, where the hell is your man, and why he couldn't open your door for you? She going to give you an answer sooner or later.
Okay.
She going to tell you she ain't got nobody, and if she ain't got nobody, you know, you just got to, you know, just try to be a friend, you know, ask for the number or something, I don't know. I mean, I've never really personally dealt with an MGT. I've never been through courtship with an MGT, so, sister, I really wouldn't know. But guess what? A lot of these brothers been out there and been married two or three times. Y'all give me some pointers because I guarantee you I won't make the mistakes y'all have made. So give me some pointers.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have somebody give you some pointers. Brother Kenny. Brother Kenny, are you there?
Yes, I'm cutting them off. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What would be the first thing that you would say to an MGT? Sir?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. What was your question?
I say, okay, once you decided that this particular MGT has all the qualities you require, what would be the first thing that you say to her?
What would be the first thing? Wow, the first thing I would say to her? Wow, the first thing I would say to her, I would really ask her questions about herself to get to know, you know, what type of mind she has. You know, I would, you know, kind of get past the physical of beauty or, you know, of her, you know, the character that she emanates. But I would, you know, ask the questions to learn more about who she is, you know, what type of person she is, what kind of mind she has, you know, and that's what I would do. And from that point,
okay,
the conversation from there will grow. But I would start from there, from my vantage point, from what I would say.
Okay. All right. And Brother Obafemi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I know you're a young man, and you might see an MGT that you are interested in, maybe in courtship. What would you say to her?
I would give her the greetings, as I would give to anybody. And the first thing for me would be to get to know the person that I'm interested in, that I'm looking at.
So you have any idea what your first words would be or your first question would be?
I would ask her an introductory question, like, what's her name? How's she doing? Something introductory that's, like, not coming on too strong. It's like a base level question, a question that lays a base of conversation, because I would be interested in having conversation and communication with her, but not being inappropriate or going farther than need be from point to point. So,
yes, sir. Okay. And we got a pro with us. I know Brother Malik, what would you say?
Well, to me, actions speak louder than words. So what I would do, the first thing I would do is make sure that whenever I'm around her, I present myself in the way that an FOI should carry himself to attract her attention. Because if she's attracted to me and I'm living the life and I'm walking my post in a perfect manner, then that will draw her to me. It's the nature of the woman to look up to the man, and her nature is to look up to God. So I would have to show her the God in me to attract her to me. And once she's attracted to me, as you know, Sister Gidget, a woman will send out signals to a man that she's interested without saying a word. So I'll play into the spiritual aspect. There's an automatic connection. And I don't know if those in the listening audience understand what I mean, but there's a spiritual connection. Before you say anything to anyone, someone like a child knows when he meets someone if he likes them. A child doesn't know how to play and make believe that he likes you if he doesn't. He shows it from the beginning, or she shows it from the beginning. Well, it's the same thing in a relationship. If you're carrying yourself in a specific manner, and your quality that you're showing, she sees is that this is something that she wants. Remember, I said previously that the woman is the one that chooses the man. So the man has to put himself on display. You know, it's like the peacock. The man, the female doesn't have the bright feathers. The man does. And why does he have them? To attract the female. So we have to carry, and we carry ourselves in the best manner. I make sure that my shoes are shine. I make sure that my suit is clean and I have on a white shirt with starch in it. I make sure that I wear my bow tie. I make sure that I'm paying attention on my post, doing what is necessary and following the rules and regulations that I say that I abide by, and trying to live right. So then righteousness will attract righteousness. So this is what I would do before I said one word to her other than Salaam Alaikum.
Now, Sister Gidget, now that's a righteous pimp right there, sister. That's a righteous pimp.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to even go there.
No, please, Sister Gidget. I know you're not going there.
Nothing. I'm not saying nothing. DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we go to a song, tell us, come on, give us one of those genuine lines, not the player lines. What would you say to a sister?
Nice shoes.
Okay, let's play a song, Brother DJ Feaster. Let's play a song.
Oh,
it's all right.
Look at my kids, I know they miss their mama. Since I got out the pen, been through so much drama. It choked my daughter up to tell me what she went through. While I was doing time, I couldn't tell you. I remember that first day walking in my home. It looked all abandoned, I felt so alone. Holding my kids' hands, and they looked up at me. I had to let her go, that's how it's gotta be. Fast forward 2.5 years, my baby's here. Living good, right direction, daddy gotta steer. Economy is bad, the money's even worse. Hated my mama giving hundreds to me out of purse. Yeah, I'm mama's baby, but it drive me crazy. College graduate, yet nobody wants to pay me. My own family played me. Girl, you broke my heart, but that encouraged me to see success about to start. Yeah, I got this music touching inner soul, and pray to be the tool that closes up the black hole. But at the same time, I gotta do my first job. Got my children not to thrive on being heartthrobs. I can't let them go, God, let them stay with me. When I hit my knees, I let them pray with me. Watch their movies with them, let them lay with me. And tell the truth on every track until that day hit me. Yes, when the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running, yeah. To the Lord take me away, I'll truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Times got better, but it's still hard. I know it's about to change, I can't fall apart. My woman's stressing out, I know I played a role by being selfish, but you helped me got a heart of gold. I learned to let my ancestors guide my right hand. When my pen move on paper, see that light, man. In the booth, I leave frost on the mic stand. One of the reasons why they call me the Iceman. Life lessons, they be hard on the king. But you gotta face them or your crown will only be a dream. My star alignment at my birth was the gift. Blessed to speak to your soul, I enrich and uplift. They say your struggle's depth determines success height. If so, I find success through my struggle on the mic. Can't look in my kids' eyes and let them see this pain. So I put it on the disc for the world, entertain. Yeah. When the Lord take me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running, yeah. To the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running, I have only one wish in this world, to leave a legacy for my boys and my girls. Make sure my life meant something more than just the money. You may see me crack a smile, but ain't nothing really funny. Why? I got 2 sticks and a stone trying to build a castle. Mephistopheles asked, is it worth the hassle? Well, I'd rather leave the truth than the lie to y'all. The first time I ever let my pen cry for y'all. Yeah, when the Lord take me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah, to the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Thank you.
That was Iceman, that Till the Lord Take Me Away. That's a great song right there. That's my Gavin. We had him on here for an interview on my show, and I like that song. We have a question from 602-602. Your phone line is open if you want to ask that question. Unmute your phone, please, and ask your question. Okay, Sister Gidget, take it away. Hello? Brother Rakim?
Yeah, I got to get it back on the phone. Hold on 1 second, brother.
Hold on one second. Okay. Yeah, she's texting me up right now. Brother Malik, are you out there?
Oh, yes, sir.
We got her. We found her.
Okay. Sister Gidget, what are you doing over there? What are you doing over there? You on the phone with Rakim and your phone is still dropping?
Yeah, you know, the FBI tracking me everywhere I go, no matter what I do, it don't matter.
Hey, Sister Gidget, I was about to ask Malik a question. Ask Malik a question. Let's get Malik involved a little bit more. I want to hear what Malik has to say about whatever you got going on with asking questions about the women, like what are they looking for. I want to hear what everybody's looking for. That's what I want to hear. Tell me the truth. I don't want to hear that nonsense stuff. I want to hear the truth.
All right, listen.
I already know you're a trooper, brother. I know you're going to tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell the truth.
Well, we gonna get Brother Malik back to teach a class. That's what we gonna do, I guess.
Yeah, that brother's on top of it. I'm digging all his comments, man. That brother has a lot going on in his mind, man. I just want to dig in his mind and probe it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Righteous pimpology.
Yep. Okay, let me.
Y'all gonna have to go to www.malikfoitraining.com. Okay. All right. Listen, I don't want to forget, I want to give a shout-out to the mighty, mighty FOI, all of my brothers in the nation who took to the streets on Monday night for the FOI class. All praise is due to Allah. I can't thank Allah enough for the FOI, especially that special FOI that I love so much. I love you, honey. Love you, Brother Richard.
Yes,
so
Brother Richie Poo.
Richie Poo.
That's my honey, Pooh Bear, don't play. But I really want to give a shout out to the brothers. You know, I really appreciate you all heeding the call. It put me back in the mind of the Million Man March. So salute to all of you soldiers out there. Much love to you, FOI, and especially to you who are amongst me now on the panel. Thank you for heeding the call. All right. Do we have anybody out there in question land before we move on? No?
No. We got somebody with their light on, 602, but they don't want to speak now, so I got them back on mute.
Okay. 602, isn't that Opus MB?
No. That's
Brother Kenny.
That's Brother Kenny.
Oh, that's Brother Kenny. Oh, okay.
Hey,
there's no plan back there.
Yeah, I don't think y'all was going to talk about it. You know what I mean, right? I just want to let y'all know I'm listening. Y'all be careful.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, bro, I knew they get a kick out of that. That's why I opened your phone line up, man. I saw your phone line up, and I knew you wanted to speak, man.
Okay. All right, listen, y'all, let's move on right quick because we got a lot of more questions and just a little more time. All right, so where's Brother Kenny? Is he on the phone?
Yes, I'm here. This is Brother Kenny.
Okay. All right, let me ask y'all about y'all personal styles, okay? So, Brother Kenny, you consider yourself new wave, old-fashioned, or half and half?
Run that by me one more time.
Do you consider yourself an old-fashioned type of guy, a new wave type of guy, or are you half and half?
I'm half and half.
Okay. So
with a little more on the new.
Okay, so what's new about you or what's old-fashioned about you?
Oh, good question. Good question. Well,
good answer.
What's old about me is like I like to keep things very simple. That's it. I like to keep things very simple. It's all about simplicity and power for me. And what's new for me, I like to do new things. I'm very adventurous. I like to come up with original thoughts on some things, you know, as far as, you know, life. Life in general, especially when it comes to being a husband to a wife and being in a courtship and you know, just doing different things.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. And what about you, Brother Rakim?
Yes, ma'am. I think I'm a little bit half and half. I'm like my big brother Kenny. I'm half and half.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm like this. I'm like Kenny. I like to invent new styles. You know what I'm saying? I go back like in the 30s, and I wear me a Zeus suit every now and then.
Oh, no. No, let's not do that one. Okay. All right. What about you, Brother DJ Caesar? You old-fashioned traditional guy, or you a new wave guy?
I would have to agree with my little cousin. I'm like a half and half guy. I'm old fashioned, but I'm new wave also because I like to travel and do new things. But I like the old school way also. I like for my female to have, like, if I was going to go out and she had to dress the part, I like long dresses. They have to touch the ground before she can go out with me. I don't like that new style skimpy and all that. I don't like skinless stuff. I'm not into all that. I'm an old school guy. I like old school things. I like old school women. So that's about how I am.
I'm sorry, Brother DJ Caesar. Did you say her dress has to touch the ground?
I like that. I like the dress to touch the ground. I like long dresses. I like everything long. So yeah, if it's not touching the ground, then you know it's probably too short.
Yeah, long dress, long heels.
Yeah.
Oh,
like Little House on the Prairie
long. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
old fashioned,
like
sister.
Get you? Well, not that old fashioned. You got the point, man. I like the duster. I like the duster. So I'm into that kind of style, man. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm at.
Okay. All right. And Brother Overfemi, we don't want to leave you out. We know you too young to even be old fashioned, but. If you know what old fashioned is, which one are you? Are you old fashioned or are you new wave?
I would say, I'm myself. Like, I have a personality, and I could take from, you know, what older people have to bring. That's good that works, that kind of can, that I kind of can make it my own. I'm not going to, like, take what somebody else's, what somebody else gains from their experience. And, you know, like, everything that somebody else has from their experience, you can't make it yours. But the things that are good that you can say, okay, I can accept that myself, then that's useful. And then also, I mean, I'm of a new generation. So I have my own mind, but you know, I'm new school.
Okay.
And old, yes. However you want to put that, whatever that means. You know.
Yes, sir.
You gotta come from different. You have to be able to have different perspectives, not just one perspective, because one perspective in every situation is not always gonna, you know, be the best. So I mean, be open-minded,
yes,
have an open heart, and that's how I am.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that, little brother. I promise you. All right, okay, brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am.
These are your students. This is your class. what do you have to offer, sir? Is it new wave? Is it old fashioned? Is it half and half? Or is it something just off the top of your own? Which one?
Well, mine.
Hold on. Brother Malik, before y'all say questions,
yeah.
Let me get my pen and pad. Hold on for a second.
Okay,
brother Lee. Go ahead, brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm recording this, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, brother.
Yes, sir.
I say I'm not half. I say I'm three quarters old school, and a quarter the other way. But real quick, I just want to say with my brother Obafemi, I ride with brother a lot of times. He lives in my borough in Queens, in New York, and I ride with him a lot. And we are constantly playing old school music, slow jams. And that brother will sing every song and knows every song. So he's a little the other way as well. So I just wanted to put that out there for my brother.
Okay, he got an old soul with his young
That's
self.
Right. He got it's in him. That's right. But I want to say three quarters because I had a discussion earlier with a sister, and we were talking about how there's certain things in my life coming up from my mother being from the South and my father being from Kingston, Jamaica, that they instilled in us. And the certain things that they instilled in us, the sister explained to me that she already had her seven units before she came into the nation. Well, I also had some of those units instilled in me. But then later on in life, when I was searching for my own identity and I went out into the world and took on these worldly dispositions and characteristics of the world, that buried these things in me, but the core of them was already there from my upbringing. So now the reason why I'm able to connect the teachings to myself, and it's real, it's not that I'm trying to be technical, or the minister said, the things that I speak of is what's really in me, and I recognize them. And what the teachings did, some of the things that the minister teaches us, I already had it before I came in the nation because I got it from my parents, but it was buried, and he just watered it and made it come out again. So in a relationship with me, I'm old school because I have a deep respect for women, always have been. I had my mother, it was six children, and my mother, there was five boys and one girl. So our duty was to protect my sister, and we couldn't come in the house if something happened to her. So it instilled in me to protect my natural nature, to protect the woman. Then also as coming up, we were always a close-knit family. My mother had a lot of brothers and sisters, and every week we would come together over one of our relatives' homes every weekend, and we grew up together with my cousins and my nephews and my aunts. But if there was one car, then everybody lived in different parts of the city, that one person would take one to the Bronx and come back and get another family, come and take the next to Manhattan. So I those type of things were instilled in me, and I apply that those things in the mosque. So I'm old school in that fashion, in the respect for women, because I see things in the woman that the minister has brought back out of me. And this is the things that I look for, and these are the old school, opening cars for the sisters, open the door for them, carrying their bags, protecting them. You know, these type of things are personal with me. And I believe Brother Richard is the same way, because I've often heard him speak of this. But these were instilled in me, so I'm old school in that way. But as far as the other one quarter of me, I'm 61, but I'm a young 61. The minister says 60 is not old. It's old in this world, but it's not old in the reality of God's world. We're a young man. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we do not even know how to live life until we're 75. So I'm not there yet. So I look at myself in a youthful manner. I carry myself in a youthful manner. I dress in a youthful manner. And I don't mean with pants hanging off my butt, but I'm conservative. I love my shoes shining, my pants done. I like my house clean and everything in order. These are the things that that's instilled in me, and these are the things that I look for in a mate, and they're very important to me. So I'm old school in some ways when need be, but I'm also in the modern day and time when I have to be.
Hey, Sister right. Gidget.
Yes.
Do you smell that symbol like on Brother Malik's breath?
Not Similac, brother. We were taught not to drink the artificial. I go straight to the breast, brother.
Oh, wow. Snap. Okay, moving on. Okay. We're not going there. All right, next question. Brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am.
Since I know you got it down. Well, I know we have to be chaperoned during courtship and things of that nature, but still, I've seen some brothers just really go all out with the chaperones, and I'm talking about an outing with that MGT that you're in courtship with. So, Brother Malik, give us an example of what the perfect outing is on a, I'm not going to say on a date, but on an outing in your question, what is the perfect outing with
MGT? Oh, wow, the perfect outing for me, since I'm an outdoors person and I love nature, the perfect outing for me would be just going to a park, just sitting by a lake, just sitting around talking with one another and looking at nature and being and touching the nature of one another in the process, just truly opening up to one another. See, when you're in the outdoors, it's an open space, it's an open environment. So it relaxes you and it makes you open up. But when you're in a movie theater or in a dining area, you get kind of nervous because it's closed in, there's people all around, there's all kinds of things going on. So I would want my attention, all the attention placed on me. I would want all my attention placed on her. And this way we could truly open up to one another and get to know one another without all the other abstractions around in these other situations. Walking down the park, talking to one another. Even if need be, going to a zoo and looking at the animals and studying the animals and, you know, connecting with one another. So the environment makes a big difference in communicating with one another what we really feel, so that our spirits and our souls will touch, because we both be in touch with nature and the nature of God. I love going to the beach. I live near the beach, so I like going out at night. Sometimes I go out by the beach and I pray and looking at the ocean and the moon, and I could feel the beauty and the awesomeness of God. So that's the type of situation I would want to be in with a sister when I caught her, in those type of environments, instead of being around a whole lot of other people.
All right. Y'all got that lesson. Okay. Brother Kenny? Is
yes,
still
ma'am.
On the phone? Okay, what's the perfect outing for you?
Oh, the perfect outing for me? Well, well, one of them, brother Malik took it straight out of my mouth. I would take the sister on a nice, beautiful, quiet walk in a botanical garden with beautiful organic flowers from all different parts of the world and different islands, from different islands and different parts of the world, and we will talk about them, and I will ask her questions. I would see what she likes, what her likes are, and I would also take her to, like, a museum. I would take her to the museum. Mm-hmm. I would take her to the Guggenheim, or I'll take her to one of the metropolitan museums, and we'll look at different type of arts. You know, go to a Tibetan museum or from different ethnic cultures and whatnot, and we'll talk about the art that's on the wall and these are different ways where you really get to know the personality of the sister and vice versa. You know, and it would really bring out a lot in the individuals at the same time. You know, and plus you'd be able to feel the vibe of the person. You know what I'm saying? And that'll tell you if you really like this person, you want to really continue in a courtship.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. That's interesting. Brother Oval Femi? Same question. Are you still there? Did we lose him, Brother Caesar?
No, we didn't lose him. Well, yes, we just lost.
Peace.
Okay, we can hear you a little bit.
I'm here.
So what would be the perfect outing for you?
It's variety is fine.
Variety?
Yeah, like whatever.
Okay, say that again. I didn't hear you.
The variety is fine.
Okay, but you have any idea like where?
Someplace fun, adventurous, whatever your interests are, or whatever you're talking to, wherever they like to go. It depends. I mean, you could have a variety. You don't have to, like, lock it down to one place or, you know.
Oh, okay. I feel that. Variety is nice. You won't get bored, that's for sure. Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am. You know something? I'm going to say something, Sister Gidget. I'm being very serious. Brother Malik, don't get offended when I say this, but I hope Johnny Cochran is still alive somewhere in New York, because you need a good lawyer, brother. You done stole every idea I ever thought about.
Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to have to be original tonight. Think of something.
Sister, you'll be wrong if I said I'd just take her through a walk through the hood, through the ghetto, to the projects. You know, and just to see how she reacts to our people, and do she really care about our people being in the condition that they're in. I'm going to be honest. Seriously, though, I thought about the zoo, I thought about the beach and all that stuff, but Brother Malik, he just stole it from me. I mean, I'm suing. I'm filing charges.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let y'all pick that up for court. Brother DJ Caesar, he's been all over the world. What is the perfect outing for you?
I would probably take her to Jamaica, because Jamaica's a good spot, and basically you can get back to your roots in Jamaica, if you understand what I'm talking about, anybody out there. I probably would take her to Jamaica, and we would probably do the same thing Brother Malik was talking about on the beach, because the beach is beautiful in Jamaica. If you ever seen the water, it's all different. This blue water, You can see through the bottom of the water. You can see, like, the fish. You can see everything. So I would take her and do something like that. We would snorkel. We'll definitely do that. And it's a long trip getting to know about her on the plane, you know. I'll get to know about her and see what she likes to eat, see what's her favorite color, see what's her favorite groups, you know, what kind of music she likes, what gender she likes, you know. I'll get into her man a little bit and see if she wear that long dress for me, because that's what I'm interested in. I'm like Brother Malik. I like a clean woman. I like to satisfy myself with walking in the house and basically seeing the toilet seat down, not up. I like to go in the kitchen and see a nice meal cooked. Whatever. I don't really. I'm not a picky guy. Since I've been with you guys, I am. All I think about now is bean soup and bean pie. So, what I'm trying to say is that's basically what I would do. If she doesn't, you don't have to be a cook for me, because I'm a chef myself by trade. So I'm a DJ. I'm a chef. I do it all, man. So whatever she can't do or whatever she don't do, I would most definitely do it, including cleaning the house also, because that's my thing. I like to clean up. So I'm a very well-organized guy. You feel me?
That runs in our family. Everything he just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that runs deep.
Yeah, that runs deep in our family. Every guy that's in our family basically is like a clean gentleman, man. These guys are all together. All of my uncles, all of my cousins, they're all the same, man. My brothers, they're all the same. You know, we like neatness, man. We like neat women. If you're a neat woman, then basically that's what I like to deal with. And I like to deal with a keen woman, a smart woman. I like to deal with a business-minded woman. If she has a businessman, then you already got my heart.
Okay. All right. Look at Caesar getting sentimental over there. Wow. Whoever knew? My goodness. Okay. Do we have any questions, Caesar? No? Before I go on to my next question.
Hold on, we might have one. I'm going to say might from now on. I'm not going to say we have one until I find out. We have 347. I think 347, are you out there listening in? If you have a question, go ahead and answer, please.
Assalamualaikum. This is not a question. This is Brother Malik. I got my phone, my portable phone conked out on me, so I'm on my brother's phone right now, calling in, let you know.
Okay.
That this is me.
Okay, man. That's what's up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next question. All right. So, do you think that gifts are appropriate during a courtship? Is it okay to give a sister a gift while you're in courtship?
No.
Brother Rakim?
No, ma'am. According to our courtship manual, no, ma'am, not at all. But I will say this, being the brother that I am, I will present a sister, I'm old-fashioned, I will present a sister with some roses. I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving the sister some roses. They gonna die anyway. She can't even have those as evidence.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm not talking to you anymore. You sit right there. Brother Kenny?
No, it's not appropriate to give a gift on courtship.
Okay.
It's not,
yes, sir. Okay.
It's not appropriate.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the answer for the FOI.
No, it ain't.
No, it's not? Okay, who said that?
Brother Malik.
Okay, Brother Malik, what you got to say?
I wouldn't go with brother and give a sister roses, because that's too personal, you know. And it also depends on what color roses you give, you know. All right, but we shouldn't give roses or things that that's, you know, that's too. But I believe that you can give a sister a book, you know. You can give her a CD. You can give her something on the teaching of the minister or the messenger, you know. I mean, that's not in the rule, but I personally don't see nothing wrong with that. you know, because what that does is further the discussions that you may have. You may give her a book, and then you have a discussion with her over the book that you gave her. But you don't take it into any intimate thing. You can't give her candy and lingerie and all that. You know, but I don't think it would harm that much if you were to give a sister a book or a holy little or a pocket holy Quran or something like that, you know, but nothing else.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So now, let's talk wedding, y'all. Because, you know, every time we talk about a wedding, it's always about the bride. And sometimes I see my brothers, they just be, like, lost. And they just like, okay, only thing I have to do is show up. So what is your preference, Brother Kenny? Brother Kenny, you want a big wedding, a small wedding, or justice of the peace? Which one will suit you?
Suit me, I would, you know, it's a two-way situation. I would have to consult, you know, the future queen on that. But, you know, for me, I would like to keep it real simple. And just like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, get married and go home.
Okay. All right. Brother Obafemi, I know this might be a little ways down the road, but at least you can put it on your mind. You want a big wedding, a small wedding, or you just want to go to the justice of the peace and get it over with?
Depends. I would make it a dual decision, and probably at this point, if I was to think of an answer, I'd probably have a small wedding of meaningful presence there, so everybody would. Everybody that would be there would be people that are most likely like I would want positive energy there and just people that are
okay. Are you still there, Brother Obafemi?
Yes, I just had to go through something. I would have it where, you know, I mean, because life is full of, you meet people all the time in life, and, you know, there's a reality to people and personalities and stuff like that. So, I mean, I would choose wisely as to who's there, and, on my side of the deal, but that's all I have to say.
Okay. All right, and Brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am.
Big wedding, small wedding, justice of the peace.
I wouldn't say a small wedding, but I would say a simple wedding. And how I would like to have that is I would definitely want to have it in the mosque. But I would like the believers to be able to attend and have afterwards a banquet. You know, for the believers who are present to fellowship afterwards. My desire is to, I see myself wearing a white FOI uniform. I want the brothers who are in my party to wear their blue FOI uniforms. And I already have my songs and music picked out already. Now, me and the sister, we can compromise. But since I know usually it's the woman that does that, but since we're trying to become as one, then we might as well start at the wedding. So both of us will put our ideas in order so both of us can have some of the things that we wish, how we wish it to go, and we'll incorporate it together and come out to an agreement and mix it all up into one.
All right, I like that, Brother Malik. I love a brother who gonna participate. Thank you, Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know why I'm asking you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
Just go ahead and tell me what you're going to tell me.
You know, sister, I got to bring a little entertainment to the show, so you know how I do it, sister. I got to do it, you know, to make it a little bit more lively. You know, I don't want nobody else to think I'm crazy, but hey, I just got to do what I got to, you know, got to do, you know, to lively up, you know, to show up a little bit. But, because y'all know how serious I am. Y'all read my posts and everything. I'm a serious-minded brother, military-minded brother at that. But I believe it depends on the budgets. If I'm paying for the wedding, if I got a $25 in my bank account, it's going to be a $25 wedding. I ain't going to even lie to you. Listen. It depends, and it depends. It also depends on how many bills do we have. I mean, if she in debt and she expect me to get married to her, pay some of her bills, or I got some bills over here we looking at. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure everything is taken care of and done in a proper, you know, in a amenable fashion. You know what I'm saying? We can't have no big old ass wedding, and then after we get through paying for the big wedding, we can't afford to go to a honeymoon, or we go home to some dark, you know, to a dark house. Because we didn't pay the light bill or somebody repoed the limo or something. I don't know. But, everything got to be done according to the budget, sister.
Okay. All right, Brother Rakim. Okay. Brother DJ Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one? Big wedding, small wedding, or justice of the peace for you? How you want to roll?
Well, I'm a little bit different from all the other brothers. I hear what they're saying, and that sounds like something I probably would have been interested in at one time. But right now, I think big, so it'll have to be a big wedding, at least 500 or 600 people there. And the only gifts I'm willing that I want to receive is $100 in every envelope they give. Then that will take care. Hey, that will take care of the traveling and the honeymoon. That'll take care of all that. I want to do it like the mob do it. I want those $100 bills. I want them to be in envelopes. I want everybody's name to be written on it so I can see who I'm going to deal with in the future. Because if they do that, then I'll be working with them forever. So that's what I'm interested in. I'm going to stop joking.
I'm really serious about that
right now. I'm telling everybody I'm really serious about that. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. What's up, brother? I hear Rakim out there. What are you saying, Rakim?
I just want to know when your wedding is so I can go ahead and start saving my money right away.
Hey, you don't have to bring $100, man. That's only for the folks that I deal with in Hollywood. Hey, I'm not worried about nobody else. You come to the wedding, you get $100, I'll give you $100.
Oh, man. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Sister Gidget, I'm really interested in that. I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying. There's no lying in me. I tell the truth all the time. So basically, that's what I'm interested in. And whatever the woman wants, you know, I don't care about the music. That'll be the day I'll be off from DJing. So she can do whatever. She can do whatever with the dress code. I really don't care what they wear. Well, I do care, but I really don't care as far as what she wanted to wear. Whatever she wanted her people to wear, that would be whatever they wanted to wear. So I was just joking about the long dress. I just don't like short, skimpy outfits. That's not my style. That's not my cup of tea. And every woman that I deal with right now, they think that just because I'm around models all the time, they think I got to be doing something with the models. But be honest with you, I don't care about the looks. I could have a woman that could be the ugliest woman in the world. All I want is somebody that's going to be there for me. I'm just telling the truth. I'm telling the truth once again. Me and Rakim have already talked about this. If you don't believe me, you can ask him. I'm not interested in the way she looks. I'm not interested in basically her size. I'm interested in the inside of her, what kind of person she is. If she's a hip sister and she knows what's going on in the world, if she knows what's going on as far as business, if she knows what's going on as far as online, because I'm an online guy. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm an internet junkie. That's what I do all day. I'm a junkie to the internet. The internet basically has me whipped, and it rads me every day. So I get a lot of headaches from doing that because I'm looking at that light all the time. So now I wear sunglasses due to my cousin, Rakim. He's like, why don't you try wearing sunglasses? So that's what I do now. And for anybody else out there that wants to do that, if they're looking for something like that, I'm that guy. If you got a businessman, if you know how to make money, that's what I'm really interested in, making money and helping out my brothers and sisters. Not just my brothers and sisters, but I'm interested in helping out anybody in need that has a good ideal. If they have a good ideal, then I'm that brother that will help you out with that good ideal. I'm a serious guy. So if I can find serious people like that, that's all I'm interested in.
All right. Thank you, Brother DJ Fever. Okay. Let's get into something else, because, you know, a lot of times the brothers will run into sisters. Okay, I'm getting some major interference over here. What is that noise? All right. What about sisters with children? You know, we have a lot of single sisters in the mosque, in the nation, and some of them have had children from previous marriages. So, Brother Malik, what would you think about children? I know you have four grown children. Would you incorporate children into your family at this point in your life?
Definitely. I love children. My profession was, I worked in a group home counseling for children from the age of 11 to 21. I love children, so I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I just would want to make sure that, you know, when you get in a relationship with a sister that has children, you do not only have to, especially if they're living in the house. Now, if they're out of the house, it's different. But if you have children that's living in the house, it's very important that the chemistry with the mother not only is good, but the chemistry with the children as well. And so I wouldn't have a problem with any sister. As a matter of fact, I applaud that. I really admire a lot of the sisters that I see in my mosque who are diligent, who are faithful in the teaching, who have children who are 17, 18, 19 years old, grown, but they're in the nation, they're well-mannered, they're going to college, and they're into, you know, doing things that are of a positive nature. I really admire those type of sisters who are not married that are doing, carrying that load, especially the ones who are doing it and the father is not in the child's life. I would want that, but even if the person was in the father was in the child's life, I would still want to be able to provide for her and the children. This way it gives the child three avenues in which to gain guidance, to gain whatever they may need in their lives instead of just two. So I wouldn't want to just have someone and be in a relationship with them and they say to me, well, because I've heard this before, his father takes good care of them. So you wouldn't have to be concerned with that. But I would have to be concerned with that if I'm a man, because in my nature is to provide. And I wouldn't want them to have to, every time something come up, go see your father. I would like to be, well, I can't get in touch with the father. Brother Malik is there. I'll ask him. So, you know, this is what type of relationship I would want in that situation. But I would always welcome a sister with children. That wouldn't even faze me at all.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Kenny.
Oh, yes. I would definitely welcome with the children. I mean, in this day and time, I mean, it's difficult not to, you know, see that, you know, there's single sisters, you know, with children today who are not married and these children need a father, you know, and it's like, I mean, my love for that particular sister, and if I find out she has children, then my love will even grow even more, you know, for that child to be a blessing to that child, you know. So I wouldn't have any problem with that at all.
Okay. All right. And Brother Obafemi.
I think we lost him, because I tried to call him back, and basically he didn't pick up, so I think we lost him.
He heard that thing about these children.
Okay. All right. Well, Brother Rakim, we know you love children, so just go ahead and tell us right now you love children.
Yes, man, I love children. I take that's a very sentimental subject to me. I love children. I don't care, you know, what seed brought them here. They all belong to Almighty God Allah. And so when you mistreat a child, you mistreat a nation, you know. I would accept any woman with children, you know. I would treat them as if they were my own child. They need something, just like the brother said, if they need something, Brother Malik said, they need something, they don't have to go to their father, because now I am taking the role as a father. So therefore, I would be doing everything in my power to ensure that they're happy and proud to call me. I don't like to use the word stepfather. I make sure they're happy to call me their father. Mm. You know, and I would want that woman to be proud to call me the man that is helping her raise, you know, her man that is helping her raise her children. So therefore, any child is safe, cared for, and well taught around me. I mean, I just love children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we appreciate that, Brother Rakim and Brother Malik, because, you know, I know it's hard for some sisters to just have a man in their life that they can trust around their children. So we thank you for being fathers to all of the children in the nation. And every FOI is a father in my book. Okay, Brother Caesar.
Yes,
I know you said earlier you was interested in children, but if you found that right one and she had children, how would you incorporate that?
Well, just like Rakim said, I mean, I'm all for the kids. That's basically what I do. I'm all for it, man. I really don't care. I mean, if she had two kids or eight kids, it's the same to me as having one kid. So I'll be there for them, be there for that woman that has kids. I really don't care how many kids she had. I'm not interested in that, but I have three kids right now, and I would tell any woman that doesn't have kids, you got kids now. If you want to get with me, you got kids. You got three kids. You have a 20-year-old daughter, you have a 10-year-old daughter, and you have a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old son right now, and you came into that. So basically, I would be going into that. And for the young lady to tell me that she has eight kids, that's what I'll be going into. Whatever age they're at, that's whatever age they're at. So I would take that responsibility and do what I have to do. So, but me, I'm not really, like I said, I'm not interested in that part because I already have kids, and I don't want to. I promised, this is what I promised my the girl that I had kids with. I promised her from the day one, once we had two children, this was planned. I'm telling you right now, it was all planned. It was no mistakes or anything. It wasn't done like that. But the thing I didn't plan for, I traveled a lot at the time, and she knew that. And when I traveled out of the state and came back, I found out that she had a new friend, and I didn't butt in, so I just stepped aside, and she's still with that friend now. And I told her before when we had our last kid, I was like, if you don't have any more kids, I won't have any more kids. Well, I had another kid earlier. I had another kid, and she's 10 now. And I was like, wow, I broke that oath. So I feel like I'm responsible for having another kid because now she has another kid. So whatever my daughters do, they do it together. Whenever my daughter comes around, the mom takes care of my daughter also. And that's a lovely thing right there, having somebody take care of your kids because they don't have to. Because they're not their kids. That's all I got to say.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. All right. Okay, so moving on. Now, I know I heard y'all talk about, you know, the qualities that y'all want in a woman, but, you know, sometimes, brothers, we really get tired of being in the kitchen, and I want to know who can put down the bean soup. Brother Kenny, can you cook some bean soup?
Well, I learned how to make good bean soup for my brother Malik because he's a master soup maker. So
I was taking some notes over the years, but I could throw down on some green scoop now.
Okay. That's a good thing to know. Is that the only thing you know how to cook is some bean soup?
Oh, I could fry some water. I'm just kidding. No, but I could do much more than that. I'm pretty versatile in the kitchen. I used to be a master waiter. I used to always hang out in the kitchens with the chefs and whatnot and pick up little things here and there. But, you know, I love to experiment on things and whatnot. I like to do different things. So, and I always cook for my mother.
Aww. That's sweet. Okay. Brother DJ Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you've been searching the web for bean soup recipes. How's your bean soup coming out these days?
Ma'am, your phone is breaking up. I couldn't hear the question. Your phone was cracking up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, I was asking, I know you've been searching the web and you've been on the hunt for the perfect bean soup recipe. How is your bean soup coming out now?
Excellent. The first time it was excellent. The second time it was excellent. The third time it was excellent. The fourth time it was wonderful. The fifth time it was wonderful. So my bean soup, I think in the Nation of Islam, I got the best bean soup right now. I got the best recipe with the bean soup. I got the best recipe with the bean pies. If you guys want to learn some, just get with me and I'll tell it to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got the recipe.
Okay, Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am. I got very serious now. All the comedic stuff is over with now. We started talking about children, and I just started thinking. But as far as the bean soup, I am no bean soup scientist. I've never made a bean soup at all. But I will say this. I come from a family of chefs. I'm a master in the kitchen, and I can bake a hell of a bean pie. I'm a bean pie chemist.
Okay. Well, we can't have no dinner with you, but we could get some dessert. That's what you
said. Oh no. That ain't what I'm saying, sister. I never cooked a bean pie, but when it comes to every other food you could think of, whether it's authentic Italian, Spanish food, or Jamaican food, your brother can throw down. Believe that.
Okay. So you got skills in the kitchen.
Almost deaf.
Okay. And Brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am.
They following in your footsteps, so you better teach them well.
Oh, well,
What's going on with you in the bean soup?
I got this hook locked down. Yes, I have a passion for cooking. I love to cook. I cook often. I even cook for events at the mosque. I cook for the sisters when they have events. I bake. There's nothing that I can't do in the kitchen. I cook for my family for many years. Whenever my wife didn't feel like it or whatever, I always cook. So cooking is something that's in my blood. It's something that I love to do. I cook with love. I love to watch people happy when they eat my food. The expression on their faces really does something for me. And what I'm striving to do right now, matter of fact, I have some new recipes that I'm trying to put on the market. I'm trying to get backing for. I want to open up my own restaurant. Restaurants. And I'm praying to Allah that He guides me to do what's in my heart to do, so that I could have jobs and things for people and brothers and sisters in the nation to come and go to work. And that's what my goal is right now, and I'm working on it as you speak.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes,
ma'am.
Well,
I wish you well on your endeavors, Brother Malik. And if you ever get one of those restaurants open, I'll be glad to be a patron and come in there and tell you what you're not doing right.
Okay. And if it's out of state, I'll fly you and Brother Richard over so y'all can sit down and have dinner at my place.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to it. Absolutely. All right.
Hey, don't forget DJ Black Caesar, man. Don't forget DJ Black Caesar. I like to eat.
It's something about you. I want to meet you anyway.
Cool. That's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
Brother Malik.
Yes, sir.
I was just playing about the lawyer, brother. I ain't going to sue you, brother.
I know.
What about me?
I know, brother. I love your spirit, brother. You have a beautiful spirit.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
I love your spirit.
Hey, we have some questions out there. We have some questions right now. We got a question by Brother Richards. Hold on. Let me turn his mic on. Brother Richards, your mic is on now. You can ask your question.
Yeah, I just want to speak to that comment when you said you got the best bean soup, brother. You's a damn liar, brother. I just want to see your face, brother. You know what I mean? Ain't nowhere in the hell you going to just come in here and just get a recipe and think you the master, brother. We've been doing this thing for years. So I'm going to shut this down, and I'm off the air with that, bro.
Hey, man, I thought I was the best. Hey, you know what? I got a witness on the phone right now. Brother Rakim, will you tell this man I'm a master in the kitchen?
Oh, he is a master in the kitchen.
Best love song.
Wow. Dang, I have so many. The best song that I like is from there's so many. All right, I love Yolanda Adams. Someone's Watching Over You.
Okay. All right, DJ Caesar.
T-Pain, best love song.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's the name of the song. Best love song. That's the name of the song.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. All right. Whatever. Okay, that's my last question for the night. Before we get off the show, I want to remind everybody that we have shows on Sunday. That's our relationship show. But this month we're doing independent businesses. So if you're interested in advertising your business, please call the Nation Building Hotline. We'd be happy to have you on the show this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. We come back on Tuesday with the mighty FOI called the Real FOI. The FOI will be discussing, I think it's child support this week or something like that. The Real Victims of Divorce, the children. On Wednesday, DJ Caesar and my girl Bianna, we pray that she'll be healthy enough to come back next week. DJ Caesar has a wonderful show. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. We had Identical on the show. We had Rick Ross on the show, the real Rick Ross on
the real
show. And I was so honored to be able to interview him as well as Identical, who is from Inkster, Michigan. So shout out to you guys. Much love. On Thursday, we'll be back next week. We're talking about domestic violence. Saturday.
I'm gonna knock you out.
Okay, no, and beginning Saturday in August, we'll have The Keys, which is our business and technology show. So I want to thank my Nation Building family. I want to shout out to Sister Marilyn, Brother Derek, all of the Nation Building family, my queen, Sister Native Angel. Much love to you, Sister. I want to shout out to my hubby. Thank you for calling in and standing by. Love you so much.
Ricky Rush.
That's all.
Hey,
I think that's all. Brother Malik. Brother Obafemi, I'm sorry we lost you, but I thank you, young brother, for stepping in and stepping up. Brother Kenny, we need to have you back on the show because there's more to Brother Kenny than his copy of Bean Soup from Brother Malik. Brother Kenny, you need to come back and join us, and we'll just interview you because you are a story and a legend by yourself, and we want the people to get to know you better. Who else? Brother Rakeem.
Yes, ma'am.
My chief. Thank you, beloved, for sharing another side of you, Brother DJ Caesar. Who knew? Who knew you had all that heart and romance to you, brother? So thank you all for joining us on the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope everybody had fun. I know I did. I love you all. Thank you so much. And I leave you as I came in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
alaikum
salam.
Good night, family.